This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
Best of food and farm information is here on the Good Day program called the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. People often ask me, email connection, by the way, is doug@dougsteffen.com. Where is this music coming from? I think the two tunes that we use, Kara, are both from Luke Bryan, are they not?
They sure are.
Here's to the farmer and welcome to the farm. Welcome to our conversation about what's going on. At this time of year, it's fabulous because there's so much excitement on the farms in the Northeast, all around the northern part of the country, north of the Mason-Dixon line. Well, actually, there's a outside of California and crops that are grown in Florida. There's a seasonality to most of it. And it's kind of cool. It starts earlier in some parts of the country, like where Kara is in Washington. Growing season starts late February, early March, and across the sort of southern belt, it's nice to see corn up already and things growing. We'll keep our fingers crossed as to how good the season is going to be. The problem is, for all of us, that there's a disconnect between our food supply, where it comes from, and what we know about what's happening on the farm and in our country. So this program is dedicated to helping you understand what's going on with a family farmer. And my bias is that the family farmer is the best way for you to get the produce that will be best for you and your family. There are a lot of problems. The big ag is causing tremendous problems. As most of you know, I'm a dairyman. I've had cows all my life, been around cows all my life, and I've had several farm operations, all of them centered around dairying, Jersey cows, Guernsey cows. And so in my the last 20 years or so, I did it the conventional way, milked cows and sold the milk through the system into what they call the pool. And then there are pool prices that are regulated by the government as to what you're supposed to get paid, and they're corrupted by the people that work for the big milk cooperatives or even the bigger fluid milk suppliers. The Suiza family that owns Dean Foods has made an unbelievable mess, frankly, of the fluid milk supply in our country. And that brings us around to talking about what's going on in the dairy industry. I have been criticized since I started this program, even though I'm a dairyman. And I made, at the beginning, a concerted effort not to talk about dairy so much because it was my priority, but I didn't want the program to go that way. So I went the other way, talking a lot about produce and growing and that sort of thing. So we're trying to find a happy medium here. And here to join us discussing the dairy industry, what's going on with some of our dairy folks, things that you need to know, things that may influence actually what you find available for milk and milk products, is Pete Kennedy. Attorney that's down in Florida, serves as the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, vice president of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. Pete's been on this program before. I actually know Pete because he helped me when I went from the conventional milking world to selling raw dairy products on my farm, raw milk, cheeses, that sort of thing. And man, what a headache. And I turned to Pete because he represents a lot of people like me who wanted to be able to sell this product, which is the healthiest way of any food that you can put in your body. Raw milk is probably the best. People argue that. But, Pete, I think you've been arguing these cases for a long time and have had quite the success, have you not?
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, it's interesting to compare what's going on now in Canada and the U.S. There's a farmer up there, Michael Schmidt, who's been persecuted by the province of Ontario and the local governments there for 23 years now. And he was interested in getting statistics on what's been happening in this country. while he's been being persecuted up there, and there's no one, there's not a single province up there that allows the sale of raw milk. And what's happened in this country is that there's something like during that time where they were spending, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars prosecuting him, there were number of states in this country, I think it's like 16 states during that time, that have either legalized the sale of raw milk or expanded access to it.
All right, let's do something, Pete. Let me go back. I would rather have you go back. By the way, Pete's website is farmtoconsumer.org. Let's go back to the history of this, because when you and I grew up, I grew up on the farm, and I drank nothing but raw milk, and I think in part that contributes to my health today. I am a very physically strong, active person who has had a strong immune system and very healthy, knock on wood, all of my life. And I attribute much of it to me drinking raw milk and dairy products as a kid growing up. So when did we, it used to be, although probably most of us don't remember that, I was telling my children last weekend how most people in this country had a cow, a few chickens, and things that everybody had a farm, sort of, a little plot of ground. They had their own garden, they had their own cow, they had their own chickens. And then after World War II, that sort of changed, and we became more, as part of the Industrial Revolution, people left the farm to go get jobs and plants and stuff, and I think that's when it started. But when did we go away from raw milk to processed? We've got Pasteur, and he fixed the problem, because there was a problem to a point. But it just seems to me that people have lost sort of the history of this. Will you spend a minute or so and just bring us around to the history of how we got away from the good, healthy stuff into the bad stuff, and then into the processing and people wanting to go back to get the good stuff, but the government won't let them?
Well, yeah, you've got your finger on two of the more important dates. 100 years ago or so, there were these swill dairies, these dairies that moved in to the cities, used, you know, leftover...
brewer's grain.
Yeah, brewer's grain as... food for the cows, and it didn't work. You know, thousands of people became sick.
Yeah.
So
well, it wasn't because of the food. It was because of the conditions. All these grain mills would have the cows in. There was no grazing. They would be in these horrible makeshift barns and up to their ears in manure. They didn't get clean. They didn't have exercise. So it was they were just looking for trouble. That was a mess. That created
right.
A mess.
Right, and there were like two movements that sprung up at the same time. One was for pasteurization,
yep.
Then one was for certified raw milk, just sanitary standards to make sure that, what was happening in these swill dairies no longer continued. And unfortunately, it was the pasteurization movement that mainly won out. It was after World War II that... Michigan became the first state to require mandatory pasteurization.
Yeah.
And really, one of the biggest reasons for the decline of small farm prosperity is the mandatory pasteurization laws.
Yeah.
Because it led to a number of small dairies shutting down that were selling raw milk. And then what happened was, you mentioned this pricing system earlier. The pricing system is just complex enough so the farmers don't realize how they're getting screwed.
Yep.
And, you know, what's happened over the years, I think in 1970, there were 600,000 dairies in the country. Today it's under 50,000.
Yeah, and in my state of Massachusetts, I think we have 104 dairies left in the whole state. neighboring Vermont and New York, which were big dairy states, where Vermont still is, New York, government interference and regulation has put so many farmers who drive around New York and look at all the fallow land that isn't being used for anything. It's an outrage. Let's talk about the dairy outlook in general and a couple of the problems that you're dealing with and how you're having much success. It's kind of an optimistic picture, even though there are a lot of people that still have a problem. Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is here. I'm the American Family Farmer. May I help you, those of you who are farmers, no matter what kind of farming you need, at this time of year, you're looking for good help. Probably more this time of year than any other time of year. So my suggestion, my advice would be, if you're looking for help, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use the recruiter, the method, the tools they have there for you at your disposal to find the perfect hire for the farm. Or they need a herd manager, they need somebody who's a mechanic, someone to work in the field, whatever it is, they have any industry that you can imagine covered in a way that can't be duplicated. ZipRecruiter.com. Quickly screen the candidates, rate them, hire the right person fast. And most of us need good help fast. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV gets you the best farm hands, the best farm managers. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day, and I was like, oh, my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
All right, 19 after the hour, Pete Kennedy with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. He runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, helping farmers deal with raw dairy products and how distribution needs to be legal. So I haven't talked to you for a while. It sounds to me like even though there are problems, you're gaining a foothold in something that, you know, we're just sort of going back to the way that it was and it ought to be. So you've had a number of successes, have you not? Because people are seeing, people want this stuff and they're clamoring for it and they're saying to the legislators, let us have this stuff.
Yeah, it's, well, first off, Doug, yeah, I'm no longer president of the Legal Defense Fund, but still working on the same issues, just so you know.
Right.
But the, yeah, I mean, there are now 42 states that allow the distribution of raw milk, whether it's for human consumption, pet consumption, these contracts called herd share agreements. It's growing. I mean, I think in the next 5 to 10 years it'll be legal in all states. And what's interesting about it is that, as you know, there's a federal ban on raw milk and interstate
commerce. Yeah, you gotta have
right.
It. Yeah, it's another asinine reality. And hopefully Trump, with his deregulation, will deal with that. Somebody smart enough at the over at the USDA getting onto that. 21 after the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, the American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I am an American Family Farmer, specializing in dairy products and cows. Love this. I just love being around the cows, frankly. Pete Kennedy is an attorney who deals with problems on the farm, dairy farms. I'm looking at some of the numbers, Pete. The numbers, the crazy numbers that come from the conventional world, dairy pricing, the outlook. There's a focus on exporting and importing. And I was looking at, you know, the dollar is stronger, so that helps to a point. But still, looking in states like Pennsylvania, where the average price per 100 is a little over $20, and my experience taught me that when you do the math, by the time you're done, even if you have a pasture operation, costs you $21 to $24 a hundredweight to make the milk. So we've been looking at the last 3 or 4 years. That's why I got out of selling milk the conventional way, and I did the raw milk for quite a while, because you can't manage to pay your bills. And yet the government doesn't do anything about it except collude with Suiza and Dean Foods, and, you know, and then we bring in imported milk from outside of the country, and nobody knows whether it's any good or not. You know, we've all heard the story about the melamine in the Chinese milk. So you just kind of wonder what the future holds. And unless you're selling stuff on your farm, the raw milk sort of thing, and some people, I was selling both raw milk and pasteurized milk, but my raw milk outsold pasteurized milk 10 to 1 because people know that's what they want. So what do we do about all this? It's basically interference. You've worked hard to change the thinking, and you just said something that was very important that I want to underscore, that you think that pretty soon the whole country, each state individually, will have the ability to sell raw milk again. And it seems such folly. You go to Europe, you can buy raw milk in a vending machine like you buy Coca-Cola.
Right. Yeah, the small farmers left in conventional dairy need to get out. I mean, they need to set their own prices. You know, they can't do that with conventional dairy. The demand for raw dairy is going up. It's to the point, Doug, where the even in the states where the sale is illegal, the people don't care. I mean, they have this right to consume raw milk. You can't get arrested for possession or consumption of it. So they're going to find sources, whether they're legal or not.
Right. The locavores want the raw milk, the power that comes from it, the strength that comes from it. I got a kick out. I was looking at a headline in Ag News, Pete. Florida dairy skim milk is really skim milk. Like there was, somebody took them to court. You probably know this because you're in Florida to figure out whether skim milk is really milk. Skim milk isn't really milk because there's no nutritional value to it. It might be real milk in a sense, but it's like drinking white water, right? Did we lose Pete? Oh, all right. Well, we lost Pete. All right. Well, anyway, just as in terms of that story, for those of you who don't know the story, this is a small all-natural dairy that produces its own, and when I say produces, they have the cows on the farm, and they have their own processing plant so that they can pasteurize the milk on the site, and they have cream separators. That's what basically skim milk is. The cream is separated from the milk, and then you sell it. Somebody wanted, the state said, because there was no butterfat in it, that it was imitation milk. Skim milk is imitation. That's a very that's an interesting theory, actually, because it isn't really milk under the circumstances, but it is. And so they're averaging. Interesting. Some of these stores now are selling milk for $5 a gallon. I sold my raw milk, as Pete remembers, for $11 a gallon, and I could sell 100 gallons of it a day because that's how much demand. By the way, that's the right price. That's what it cost me to do it. So we continue our focus on dairy. Pete will be back with us in the next half hour. The American Family Farmer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $180 off an HP PC.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off an HP PC and boost your productivity with a dependable HP PC.
Ends 4/22/17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. It's a key that could unlock the genomic secrets of many cancers. The Binary Indexing Mapping Algorithm Version 3, or BIMA 3, is computer software that looks at the genomes of tumors.
And what that allows us to do is to be able to find recurrent alterations, genes that actually are altered frequently into some particular cancer.
Dr. George Basmasis is a molecular biologist who led a study which found that BIMA 3 can do its calculations faster and with greater accuracy than current programs.
We've applied BIMA 3. We started applying it for T-cell lymphoma first. We moved to prostate cancer and lung cancer. We also worked with endometrial cancer and ovarian cancer. And we've been finding biomarkers in all these diseases. And we plan to expand it to other cancers as well.
Dr. Vasmasis envisions BIMA 3 will lead to a better understanding of cancer genomics.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Agency of Agriculture, in a manner of speaking. This is the American Family Farmer, part of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Pete Kennedy, who's an attorney in Florida who follows. There's a, if you want to go to a digest of information from this area, the farmtoconsumer.org website is probably the best place to go. Pete, is that right? Farmtoconsumer.org.
Yeah, that's correct, Doug.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's follow, if you're just joining us, we're talking about dairy, raw milk, what's healthy, things that the dairy farmer is confronting. And because this program is aimed at solving problems for many,
as Pete suggested, and it was my case when I was selling raw milk, it was the only way I could sell milk and come close to paying the bills. And that's what a lot of people are finding, because you can't, and even with that, you look at the production that's still rising. Milk production, if you look at the USDA's latest report, Pete, shows that milk production continues to go up, and that's part of what's hurting prices, because the dollar is high, domestic market doesn't absorb all the milk, so we're trying to find places to sell it offshore. You get the frustration, and then DFA, the Dairy Farmers of America, sending letters out to independent, non-organic dairy farmers to ask them to enter or join them. I was a member of DFA. It was a nightmare. The DMS system, which is a part of it, is not there to help you. It's there to help them. And the organic, it's interesting. A lot of people confuse raw milk, organic milk, natural, all these labels, local. Do you find that the people outside the farm are confused by all of the labels, and some don't even know what raw milk is, Pete?
Well, yeah, it's mainly, as you know, raw milk in most states isn't advertised that much, so people know, the people who are pursuing it know what they want.
Yeah, they know how to get it. Right, exactly.
Yeah, and yeah, from what we see, the demand just continues to go up. I mean, in addition to all the pricing problems in the conventional industry, Doug, a lot of the product is just isn't that good. I mean,
it's garbage.
Sales of I think conventional milk go down every year, so
yeah,
they
because
have to
people right. They know that the product they're getting isn't any good. All right, let's take a particular story here that best demonstrates your cause and the work that you do. There's a story from Minnesota where a dairy farmer named Dave Berglund has filed a suit against the Supreme Court, or they want, he's petitioning the Supreme Court to hear his case. So what's his case?
Okay, Dave Berglund, the Minnesota Constitution lets you sell the products of the farm direct to the consumer without a license. And at the time it was passed, there was no regulation. Just licensing was more like a revenue raiser, and that was it. And so Dave only sells on the farm. People come to the farm. He wants to left alone. He doesn't think he should be regulated per the Minnesota Constitution. So what's interesting is that they actually sent he refused to let them inspect several times. Then they
threw him off the property. Yeah.
Right. Then they obtained a warrant to come over, but the local sheriff just informed them that he wasn't going to be part of the search party. So they never actually conducted the search. So what? Instead, they went to court and tried to get a ruling saying they could inspect his farm, and they wanted the lower court and the appellate court, just because the government likes to protect its own. I mean,
wow.
The courts and the bureaucrats all draw; they all have the same boss.
Right. So here's the, let me interject this if I may for a minute. This is the perfect example of why Trump got elected or Bernie Sanders became so popular. This kind of crap, where these people have unlimited resources, that is your tax dollar. The people who pay taxes in Minnesota are paying to have these thugs who come in the name of justice or protection or whatever it is, and they aren't. They just overzeal it. It reminds me of the picture which we all have in our minds freshly, the guy that got yanked off the plane by some flat-footed, overzealous, not even police. And that's what we've got here. We have overzealous regulators who are doing the equivalent, and it isn't what people want. The people who pay the taxes ought to have what they want, and they're not, because these people feel like they're justified, because that's what they are. They're bureaucrats and regulators. That's all they know how to do.
Right. It's about control, Doug.
Yeah.
And it's also about, the dairy industry working with the bureaucracy to either prohibit raw milk distribution or just restrict it as much as possible.
Right. The producers, the Gorelics of the world, and the other big names that you see in the stores, and they want to control everything. I know they gave me a hard time when I was trying to sell my raw milk. Man, they were everywhere trying to screw it up. So, what's Berglund? What do you think is going to be the outcome of this Berglund case in Minnesota? What will happen?
Well, my prediction is I don't think the Supreme Court's going to take the case, but you know what? I think Berglund's going to keep right on doing what he's doing. And it's just going to come to a point, I think, where the department will decide it's not worth it to continue to try and regulate him because he's...
We've seen places where these guys... the feds have gone in and closed them down. They forced them to sell their cows, that kind of stuff. I mean, there's been that, even though that's outrageous and really illegal. Some people, these farmers, don't have the money to fight, so they just give up. Right? I mean, that's where you come in, I suppose.
Well, yeah. I mean, what we can do is at least pay for their legal expenses and just keep, let them concentrate their resources on farming expenses.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, some people shut down, but there are others that just tough it out and keep on going. And, you know, the key thing, I think, in this is just getting the customers coming there to their defense, not running to another farmer when the one farmer starts getting pressure. And
go ahead.
Yeah, well, there was actually a case earlier in Michigan last year where a farm was being sued for supposedly illegally distributing butter and cream, and there was it was a herd share operation. So one of their shareholders stepped in and sued, just tried to be included as a party and was successful. And just the what you had was instead of saying this dairy is violating the law, it was more like the court was focused on the consumer. How can I get the products I want? You know, yeah. Why is the government interfering with this? So it just goes to show what if the consumer side gets active, what can happen?
Yeah, right.
Because it's one thing, you know, going after a dairy farmer. It's another thing going after a mother with young children who, just wants the food she thinks best for her family's health, especially if she has kids who have health issues, you know, allergies or something like that, and finds out raw milk is working and helping with the allergies.
We're talking about with the fellow on the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, Pete Kennedy, how this system works, the behind the scenes. Even farmers don't know what's going on. That's why this is helpful for the farmer and for the consumer, the locavore. We'll talk about the dairy farm of the future in a moment, and you'll get to find out from Pete what you can do to help the Farm and Consumer Legal Defense Fund as we continue on the American Family Farmer. Let me help you with your health and well-being. This is important because we're talking here about your health and the foods that you eat. One of the things that is most productive, nothing to do with dairy, has to do with eating beets. You want to revive your withering organs, boost the nitric oxide in your system. You've heard Dr. Ken talk about these Nobel Prize-winning scientists who uncovered the hidden switch for healthy blood flow. The switch is nitric oxide, and nitric oxide gets into your system by having super beets. Super beets. It is a wonderful drink, circulation superfood. One glass a day helps you give your cardiovascular system this amazing power. Muscles get stronger and bigger when you get your blood into them, and that's what Super Beets does. Gets blood into your brain to make it function better and stay healthy longer all over your body. Super Beets has the nitric oxide in it. Mother Nature has instilled this ability to get the blood everywhere, which will revive your organs It's better than a lot of other things that you can think of that are not natural. And it's so easily and readily available, like magic. When you call 800-655-4183, you get Super Beats. Get onto the program. You get Super Beats delivered, a canister a month. You'll pay for three, by the way, with the initial order, and you'll get four. 800-655-4183, or you can buy Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com. Yep. You'll get healthy blood flow. You'll keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Cardiovascular system, circulatory system will work better than ever before. Stamina, energy, and no caffeine. All natural Super Beats. That's the key. That's the magic word. All natural. 800-655-4183 to get this amazing product and a 30-day supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183 or order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like Our Lives Improved through financial empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
All right, now we'll continue. We've got a couple more minutes with Pete Kennedy, who's an attorney that deals with dairy issues, raw dairy, especially in various states. He is much in demand because a lot of locavores, a lot of people that are consumers, want to get at this kind of milk. And it's just indicative, don't you think, Pete, of overregulation across the board. It doesn't make any difference whether it's milk, whether it's GMO or non-GMO. The things that people want aren't necessarily what they're getting. And so when you look at the dairy farm of tomorrow, what do you see? What do you think is going to happen to dairying in our country?
Well, I think eventually the consumer demand is going to win out. You know, these big businesses and government just push these anti-competitive laws that are disguised as health measures.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just people are voting with their money right now and getting the product no matter what, whether it's legal or not. And these are people who pay their taxes, go to church. They just had it with the government telling them what they can and can't eat.
Yeah.
So I think the farm tomorrow, you're going to see a smaller – the dairy farms are going to be smaller. They're going to be more diversified. I mean, it's – raw milk is just perfect for a local-type business, you know, maybe selling within 100 miles. So the other thing, Doug, is that it's the draw. It's what gets the customer on the farm in the first place. So milk is – going to continue to be the draw to get people on the farm where they can buy meat, poultry, eggs, and produce.
Right. Well, the dairy that produces raw cheeses, I sold literally tons of raw cheeses. We built a special room in the barn for the cheese to cure, that kind of stuff. This is part of the new practices that hopefully will carry the day. Pete, thanks for your expertise. Appreciate it. Pete Kennedy is an attorney down in Sarasota, Florida, working on raw dairy issues in various states and other food distribution aspects, including review of legislation, food safety, raw milk bills that are just crazy. It's Doug Steffen, 10 minutes before the hour, and this week's American Family Farmer.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring.
Hi, 53 at the hour. I actually have several comments. This is the portion of the hour where I get to say what I think, not that the rest of the hour doesn't have plenty of stuff from my own expertise, my own experiences, whether it's expertise or just experiences. But when we have guests on talking about how to solve some of the problems, obviously the focus needs to be on them and what they're saying, even though I might throw in my own 2 cents worth. But in terms of dairying, there is a revolution going on, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. There are actually 2 things here that are worthy of note, so let's see how much time we have to get to both of them right after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and he'll make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, now 55 past the hour. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. I just want to speak for a moment to the dairy revolution that's going on. And I'm going to take a different approach because what we were talking about here in this hour with Pete was in part reaction to the revolution. What people want, they're trying and they're demanding it now. They're trying to get it and pushing the government out of the way because they want good quality milk. One of the other things that's going on, though, that no one is talking about is how, especially in the cheese business, you go into your grocery store, if you don't buy it at the farm, go to the grocery store, you see case after case after case of cheese because people have become more, I suppose, connoisseurs of cheese. There's great interest in cheese, and it's causing a revolution because of the amount of cheese that is being required to meet the market demands. And so I found a place in, I think this is Upper New York State, but I'm not sure where it is. I just know that instead of using human beings, they're making batches of cheese with robots. The robot, well, there are robotic milkers. There are some dairies that use these hugely expensive. I mean, these things cost, robotic milkers. If you're milking 5,000 cows a day, however, and you got eight people on a shift times 8 hours times three, you got a lot of expenses. So even though these robots are very expensive, they seem to be paying off because the cows seem to be reacting okay to them. So there's the robotic milkers, the robotic cheese people. Wow. Robots everywhere. President Trump attacked the Canadian dairy trade industry this week when he was in Wisconsin. He says Canada has unfair things happening and it's affecting our dairy farms. He was in Wisconsin speaking at the headquarters of Snap-on this week to sign that new policy about immigration. He said that he's asking the Canadians to address their protectionist dairy trade policies, which kind of screwing up the NAFTA agreement that we had that helped our dairy products, ultra-filtered milk especially, get into the Canadian market. They basically just stopped. One of the other things that Trump was doing in Minnesota was to focus on buying American and hiring American. And one wonders what's going on in farming, how this affects the immigration conversation affects farming. It's not a citizenship issue for farmers. It's concern for survival because they need people to milk the cows, to plant the crops, to harvest and deliver the food. There aren't enough people living on the farm now. We got to feed 9 billion people around the world, and we're not going to be able to do it without some kind of positive immigration ruling. Make it easy for the people who are in this country, who are working in agriculture, who may be illegal to get legal. If they're here illegally and they're criminals, you get them the hell out of the country. I think that's what most people agree on. So food for thought. I'm Doug.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.